yell it.
Sure, I'm like, you Ivana? Or whatever the hell her name is, the queen, current queen.
She says, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Liar! Anyone around these parts knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Very good.
Wolves burst out of the trees behind her.
Bark, bark. Uh-oh.
And she screams and jumps behind Temperance, since that's who she's
currently in front of.
All right. Let's get ready.
Roll for initiative.
18.
Oh, 4.
13.
I'm last.
What'd you get, 18?
Unless we got some slow wolves.
This larger, more dangerous looking wolf. Does anyone have like a...
I have a crossbow.
Animal proficiency?
Like a knowledge or something? If you want to figure out... Well...
What kind of knowledge? Yeah, is it animal handling?
What kind of skill checks do you even have? Insight?
There's animal handling.
Probably be insight.
Okay.
Okay.
To like recall something.
14.
I don't think I have that.
I
got 14.
I got a straight 20. Okay. Whoop. Well, Imo remembers reading from the library. This is a warg.
And I got a 0 in my insight, too. This is all book knowledge.
Oh, there it is. Oh, still sucks.
Mm-hmm. What does a warg do?
Hit.
It bites things. Mm-hmm. Mostly.
Really hard.
Can I intimidate the warg?
You can attempt it.
I don't know. Can you?
Intimidate it with your fire on your weapon.
Oh, I mean...
It's pretty intimidating.
And that's Imo he ran up to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell because he's so short.
Mm-hmm. I know!
It's great, though.
Okay. He snaps at you, but Imo dodges out of the way.
I snap back.
And snaps back.
I'm going to try.
Or does he snap him?
Okay. Next.
I'm going to try and...
This one goes up and attempts to flank him.
Not my flanks.
Yep. He's after them flanks.
What are our senior officers doing?
Well, they're gonna go.
Good.
They're about to go in their pants.
Yep,
useless.
And they rolled the same thing.
You can't get this boy. Oops.
Oh wait, he has advantage on attack rolls, that's right. Not that that necessarily helped him. What's IMO's AC?
Armor class 19.
Yep.
Not that boy.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that one missed.
Is the third one going to try to get her on me?
Actually, it's Chance's turn.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, can I hit with the bow?
Yes, you may. Which one are you going to attack?
I'll go for
attack
this
the girl.
One.
Okay, the one on the end.
I want to, but no.
Kick her in the kneecap.
We're going to play it straight.
Is the warg like a leader of wolves?
Playing it straight means playing it as your tiefling, though. And your tiefling.
Yeah, they can lead wolves.
My tiefling is a thieving, conniving little
stealer.
But not a dick.
Sometimes these things don't work like they normally would.
I just have itchy
normally
fingers.
Wargs would lead other wargs.
Doesn't mean I like killing
but
people.
But here, you know, creatures...
There's a blackmailer in the city.
Not normally known to band together may do so under the witch's commands.
True.
Hmm? What are you saying?
She was asking if a warg was a leader of wolves.
Oh.
In this situation.
Don't orcs? Orcs like to roll
so
ride
miss
on...
anyway.
Yeah, so you, what, you roll a one?
Orcs like to ride on wargs, right?
You! What happened to the beautiful rolls I got during the prank? Why?
I didn't think... I was about to say, I didn't think those dice ever did really good for you. Like, we talked about that. We got them at D&D.
Every single one, but none of my D20s worked for me.
What?
Except when we're shitting around.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's just...
If it's any consolation, I thought these were jinxed on, a first couple fights when I was with Nikolai. Mm-hmm. And then now it's they're just...
Yeah, but they're so pretty.
Pretty useless.
Oh.
Insult your dice into behaving.
Right.
Dude, it's a goat.
What is it?
Maybe they like characters more than other characters.
What were you firing? Short bow?
Yeah. Do I hit Imo?
No, thank like God. Chance draws his short bow and like turns to shoot and slips on the ice and falls on his butt.
Shit.
And so Chance is prone right now.
Oh no.
Oh crap. Okay.
Dang. I can't do.
Okay. So that was Chance's turn.
Wow.
Poor guy. Great. It's Temperance's turn.
I feel like I should help you, but I rolled really good on cold. Intimidation. I rolled, like, really good. That,
don't worry about me. Go
okay.
Chance, do your thing.
Chance can take care of himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to try to intimidate?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to taunt or demoralize?
I guess demoralize.
Let me look up the uses of the intimidate skill.
I'm just imagining you, like, doing, like, this, like, little nasty dance, but, like, the chicken's in your arm. And she's, like, bobbing her head.
Just doing it all. Like,
It's like the amethyst dance, you know, where she's just, like...
Oh, yes!
Like, the chicken's, like, on her hip, and it's just, like...
Oh, Lord.
They just, like, tuck their tail between their legs and just, like, walk away.
Because I rolled really good. Like, I rolled, like, a 24 on this intimidate.
My gosh.
I want to try. I just feel like, though, it could definitely backfire. Like, stomp at the ground, be like, grr, and then just, like, cracks open up. I'm like, well.
And then the prone team, like, just
slowly sinks in. Like, he goes
into the darkness.
I think normal uses of you really can't intimidate in combat unless you have some feature that allows you to do so. Okay. Now, you do have taunt.
Yeah, so...
So you can use your intimidate to taunt.
But he's gonna come probably at me anyway.
Why not the girl? Intimidatingly taunt the girl.
What? We've got a wolf problem at the moment.
I'm gonna smash.
Like, we can deal with...
I'm gonna go beat up the wards.
Ben's a hoe. Ben is a hoe.
I wanna beat up... No, I'll beat up this one that's behind. No, wait. Okay, that one.
Okay, now, okay, never mind. Yeah. Okay.
19.
Nice. 19 on the die. You got him.
Okay.
For sure.
Yay.
And you're attacking the ward?
Yes. I'm going to do a double attack. So let me roll that one, too. An 18. Nice. Okay. So I'm going to do 6 years later. 8 and 4. Okay. This thing, I swear it's loaded. I got 8 again.
Damn, so 12 damage.
Yep. And 4. Okay, plus 4, so 8.
8, god dang.
This wolf is feeling pretty intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
I almost... Oh yeah, do alchemist...
I think it's hesitating, it's kind of like...
Can I add one more d4 for the alchemist fire?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
You can activate it and add your d4 for the alchemist fire.
Yeah.
He might already be dead, though.
How much damage did you...
The alchemist fire did 1.
Okay.
So that's 1, 12, 21. And 8. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he burning?
Yeah, his fur catches on fire.
And, you intimidated now, foe! I'm, like, doing, like, this stuff...
You're lifting the wolf up now.
Imagine the same.
Pretty much. It's exactly.
She just became a sand people.
Snow people, I guess.
I would imagine that the snow would be really messing with the tinnitus, though. It's just like it's already...
I don't know, man, but that sucks for her.
It's like it's already whipping around, and then, like, there's more ringing. It's just like, God dang it.
Why did I come this way?
Okay.
Probably gonna have to invest in, like, a rage feat later. Mm-hmm.
It is the final wolf's turn.
So, like, berserker.
And it's gonna take advantage of Chance's...
What about the veterans? Come save him, veterans.
Yeah, well, hold on. They, live your asses.
They haven't even gone yet.
Ugh.
Chance, what's your AC?
Oh, 15.
15, okay, well.
Shit.
They get you.
Missed him.
Oh!
It just slipped
sucks. He just like runs at him and then just spins.
Oh my gosh, like Jude on the floor. And he's like,
actually, the wolf comes running over and is like snapping at you, and Chance is like scrabbling around on there. He just like kind of
crabbing at it. Crap. I thought the wolf just sort of stopped and went.
Oh, since he missed, can he get like an attack? No, because he's prone.
No. Nah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
We'll come help you up.
More wolves come dashing up the path.
Oh, little blue wolves.
Little blue wolves, because I don't have any more nice
cut out things,
or at least I can't find them. And the veterans turn and begin fighting. This guy is having trouble because he's ranged, and the wolf is right on top of him. This guy moves around to here. He takes a nip on the ankle.
Oh, no.
But he's helping to flank this one. And it is Imo's turn at last.
Okay, what are the rules on enemies like front and back? Can I like hit one and bash the other?
Trying to decide. I mean, because that's actually a pretty complicated maneuver. But I'm gonna I'm gonna let it happen.
Okay, what would that be like an acrobatics or athletics?
Well, I mean, since he does have an offhand attack, I see no reason why he can't use it against somebody that's an opponent that's near him.
Yeah.
You know, Batman style, where he does
Okay. So which one is the most injured one?
The warg in front of you.
Yeah.
I am going to battle axe the warg.
Okay.
To make sure it goes down.
Okay.
And if it doesn't go down, then I'll shield it.
That's a 17.
Yeah, you got him.
Okay. So I hit him with my battle axe.
For
a d8 plus 5. Because I'm one-handing it.
Yes.
This is my d8. I believe. 10?
Okay, well, Imo buries his battle axe in the warg's skull.
Yeah.
And it flops around on the end of it and dies.
Goodbye. And I'm going to bash the wolf behind me.
Okay.
With my shield. Oops. I rolled over a tree. Yeah, I got a 16.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, and that's just one d4.
Yeah, roll your d4.
Do you want me to count what I rolled down here?
I don't care.
It was a 2.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Right. Oh, the warg is goodbye.
Yeah, the warg is goodbye.
I'll put him down here.
Goodbye,
what
baby.
What kind of, like, helmet is Imo wearing?
He's wearing a great helm. So it's great. It's a beer hat. No, it's not.
Well, this wolf goes... And he turns and grabs the archer and pulls him to the ground.
No.
And
notice these NPCs didn't have names.
Mm-hmm.
They were all wearing red shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta save you. You're laying prone too, though.
Technically, I'm supine, but
no. He hadn't got up yet. It's his turn now.
Oh, okay. Are you gonna get up now?
Mm-hmm. Can I shoot from here?
Shooting from prone would give you disadvantage.
Okay, never mind. Guess I'll get up.
So, Chance stands up. And remember, you can offhand attack with your dagger as well.
Mm-hmm. 10 plus what?
It would be your dexterity and your proficiency. So it's probably like, what, 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you hit.
Awesome.
He's on this wall.
And plus 4, so
7. And were you going to attack with your offhand as well?
Oh, yeah. Okay. 20, yeah.
Oh, that's a critical.
Woohoo!
Here.
Nice.
Critical hit generator.
Mm-hmm.
She did... go ahead and roll your...
4.
4. Yeah, you kill it. Yeah. You stick the dagger right through its eye.
Goodbye!
Right in the jugular.
Yep. You hear roaring from the trees.
Mm-hmm. No, crap.
Something else is crashing through.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys. Temperance, it's your turn.
Okay, so you are standing up now. Right?
I killed the wolf.
Yeah, I'm up.
And okay. I Give me wolf. A perception check.
All of us?
Yeah, all of you.
I was, like, blinded. I saw nothing.
Blinded by your rage.
Yeah.
15.
I couldn't see it.
She was that. Blinded by the fight.
19.
You saw okay. everything.
Blinded by the fight.
What did Chance get?
15.
15? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Chance and, Imo noticed this.
She's way back there.
Did I start giving chase again?
Oh, gosh. She's...
She's dashing.
I give chase again.
You gonna give chase again?
Yes.
Okay, well...
My athletics is pretty boss.
As you're running past... Well, actually, you can't give chase yet.
I can. I can do it. I'll spend
a key point. Can I throw her?
Yeah, it's either that. I was gonna spend a key point and, like, get 80 distance.
Yeah, she could, she could just spend a key point to dash.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
What do I roll for that?
What you're going to do is you're actually going to run after her and make an attack roll, I guess, to grapple.
That's what I did. Tackle? Okay. Yeah. That's what I did.
Okay. All right, so.
What do I do modify with that, like strength?
Yeah, it's going to be normal attack roll, strength plus proficiency.
I'm okay. happy for you, but I'm bummed because I wanted to catch her again.
Oh, well.
Take an inspo.
Okay, so I can roll again?
Yeah, roll again. Take the better roll.
What? Not 20!
Not 20.
Yes, I'm so excited! Honor!
Boulder over.
So, yeah, Temperance.
Strike!
Just spears this woman.
You're like a dolphin!
And then, dude
from Lisa who just headbutts.
Yes! Yes!
And then her arms just go like a trap.
I think you broke her back.
It's what she gets.
Well done.
And she's screaming and kicking at you.
Where is he?
Where is he?
And
oh, crap.
From the trees, two ice trolls burst out, roaring. And over the din of the roar and the screams of the woman and the wolves... You hear a
more noise,
a galloping sound.
God damn it!
Above you,
or whatever.
Above
gods,
can I catch the tiefling and just like protect us?
Just run,
shield over.
Are we supposed to run? I guess we have to.
I don't know, man.
I know at this point with all the noise, I'm sure she's having like a heck of an ear problem. Just like yeah. She's on the person.
Yeah,
and like,
that bitch is screaming in her ear.
You're just screaming.
Can't tell if she has actually, a tinnitus.
Temperance doesn't really hear anything at this point.
At this point.
She can't.
She just
is screaming from that.
You just
bitch.
Hear like that ocean soundtrack, like in malls and stuff, you know, where you can like press the little CDs. And it's like calming ocean. It's like,
actually, that would make sense if, like, only when she's brawling and stuff, like, her blood pressure, like, balances it out or something. So, it's just like...
So that's the only time she feels okay?
Yeah. Oh, no!
Jude.
Just inviting himself in.
Yeah.
Hello.
Anyway.
Tell you what, everyone give me dexterity saves.
Save yourself.
15.
12.
Okay.
12.
Okay, so, yeah, 14.
Okay, well,
16.
Actually, I guess Temperance actually wouldn't have gotten a save, because Temperance
the next monster.
Didn't know there was anything to save against.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. You two see the strangest sight you've ever seen. It is an old woman galloping on the skeleton of a fish. With arms for legs, made of bones. It's saddled. It's got huge saddlebags with all sorts of trinkets and crap hanging off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside of this bone fish is glowing with a weird light. The old woman is cackling and waving an enormous net. And as she comes down...
She's singing, "We are number one."
God. She's got a taste of a superhero on the run. I will say that song is really goddamn catchy.
It's really catchy.
Okay. Baba Yaga's jam.
And as she flies over, she swings the net and scoops up Imo and Chance.
Oh shit!
And she swings again and scoops up Temperance and the white-haired woman.
What about our friends?
She's not our superiors.
She's not after them.
Well, fuck.
Can I like have an athletics check to catch a friend?
Can I phone a friend?
Sure, you can try to catch a friend.
Okay. I know it's going to be like a 30 roll.
It's going to... If you roll a 20, I'll let you catch a friend.
Aw, man!
What's
going to
happen
to
you?
Did you want to fail? Oh, that's a 5.
Do you want to use your inspiration?
I wave instead.
Yeah, bye.
Peace.
Do you want to use your inspiration for it?
No. Because I'm not going to get it.
Save it.
It would... seriously complicate my story. I'd appreciate it if you didn't.
I know. I just wanted to try. And then you'd be like, oh, you dropped him.
Well, I was actually going to do the work and write in a new NPC.
They could have just put him home. Brought him home.
She, like, drops him off in town, like, bye, bro. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for taking me home.
She brings him to a McDonald's.
You find yourself squished in a net, hurtling through the air. At a rather terrific rate of speed, far faster than any horse could gallop. And she goes higher and higher, and your breath gets shorter and shorter, and finally you black out.
Ugh. Great.
Probably the whole time she's screaming.
God, I hope you're not on top of me.
And just, like, holding on to Felicity.
I'm suffocating, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. This poor chicken has been through all of
this. Oh, this poor chicken.
The chicken is awake for all of it.
Oh,
the chicken did not black out.
The chicken just never blinks. It's just.
It's just like the minute we black out, Baba Yaga and the chicken start talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You awake feeling very rested and warm. Oh. You're in extremely comfortable beds.
We're dead.
Oh, how pleasant.
And then you remember what happened. You throw back the covers and you jump out of bed. And you find yourselves.
All 3 of us at once.
Well, there's in an ornate bedroom with several beds, enough for all of you and a couple more.
Am I still like in my shoes and all that, like with my armor on? And...
No, you've actually been dressed in some very fine night clothes.
Oh my!
Like Scrooge night clothes.
Yeah, some Scrooge night clothes.
A little hat.
Yeah. Well, and they've got the buttons on the
what
butt.
What did you see?
For the nighttime emergencies.
It's got a trap door. It's a onesie with a trap door.
I feel like...
Are they plaid? They flannel?
Wait, do they have a custom hat for tieflings with antlers? Or is it like shrink-wrapped around them?
What kind
it's
of,
like a shower cap. What,
you went with the crown.
Yeah, kind of. Like...
Oh, yeah, you did.
Because she calls me pinecone head. So
that's right. Okay.
It'll fit just fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to decide if she would, like, be aghast enough at how similar it is to the monastery. She'd be ripping him off or not.
Do it.
She's like, no.
Well, you find yourself in it's an ornate bedroom. It's not... like super wealthy, rich, or anything, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so probably not. Yeah.
There's a fireplace, and there's a fire going. There's several bookshelves full of books. There's a little table with like a reading nook. Mm-hmm. There's several padded chairs. All in all, pretty nice place.
Mm-hmm. Can we barricade?
Huh?
Let's barricade it.
Anything valuable?
Well, you hear a knock at the door.
Go away!
We don't want any.
Yeah, we already bought cookies.
The voice on the other side of the door says, well, in that case, breakfast is in 15 minutes.
Mm.
You'll find it down the hall, first door on the right.
Okay. Right or left?
Now, on that point, then it's like, okay, this is too close. Like, everything else was cool, but then it's like, this is too similar.
But yeah, sounds good, you're giving our friend traumatic flashbacks. Stop triggering her!
I guess it's not traumatic, it's just like... Don't want to go through it again. I don't know. Anyway, can we do, like, perception checks? Check it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff. 15.
Sure.
Yeah. Read a book.
I didn't see anything again.
I got
15.
14.
14. What are you looking for precisely?
Valuables.
Valuables.
You are, yeah. I guess any knowledge of where we are or markings.
There's nothing small enough to fit in your pockets.
Yeah.
There's a couple of lamps that oil lamps that look like they might be rather valuable. They're not gold or anything.
Oh, I forgot to ask. How does Felicity's night clothes look?
Oh yeah. There's always going to be a question of how does Felicity.
Felicity just had a little link hat on.
Mm. Oh, that's cute.
That's all
she
I saw.
She sits in the nude.
Of course anyway, she does.
You're so daring, Felicity.
I'm trying to perceive where breakfast is. Okay. I went out the door the already. I'm hungry. Okay. I'm a hungry boy.
Well, when Imo opens the door, he looks to his left and he looks to his right, and he sees a hallway that stretches on as far as he can see.
Oh,
down this hallway are doors.
Oh, crap.
On one side, and on the other side there's windows.
Oh.
Sort of in a line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 30 or 40 feet between a window, but letting in enough light that it's naturally lit. It's daylight.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cold in the hallway.
I go back and get a sheet and wrap it around.
I curl back up in bed.
Oh, well, screw yeah, that. Your clothes are beside the bed, hanging on...
I'm comfy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm comfy. Well, I just want a sheet.
I'm gonna, follow you and, steal part of your sheet. So we're,
yeah, we're together.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're like a snake chain.
We're bracing
back
together.
To bed. Peace.
I put Felicity in, I'm trusting you. With the most valuable thing you will ever find.
Yeah.
You better protect that. And just walking out behind Imo,
yeah.
The second you leave, she bolts out the door and down the hall and fuck. Damn it!
Wait!
Chasing a chicken.
No!
With the freaking Benny Hill music playing.
Oh no. Out of each and every door, they're going, okay. We'll bring you back breakfast. What do you want to eat? We'll bring Felicity a pancake.
Bring me chicken.
No!
I want a chicken omelet. I'm horrible like that.
I'm going to bring you old Burger King breakfast.
It's 2 day old burgers and fries.
Damn it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we're together in the sheet.
Yes.
Okay. And Chance is staying in the bedroom.
Yeah. With the chicken. Yeah. Chance is running.
Chasing the chicken.
Yes.
Okay.
The fingers cannot catch that little chicken.
Stop running on your fingers.
Oh, no.
Good. Okay.
Let's yell, girl, white-haired girl.
Yvonne.
Let's try to find her.
Yvonne.
We don't know her name.
We
though.
Know who it is.
We are characters that don't know this.
Mine does.
Can we peek in some of the doors?
I know this story.
some of them you may.
Yeah, let's peek.
Well.
What happened to breakfast?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we at least check the status of breakfast and then come back up?
Okay.
Priorities, people.
Breakfast.
Well, y'all turn. You figure the first door on the right, the only way that you could have a door on your right is if you turn left, because there's windows
mm-hmm.
on the left wall, and you go down, you on the first door on the right, sure enough, there's a little placard sitting on the floor, one of the little folding things, and it says breakfast, and it says bacon, hash browns, and pancakes.
Aww.
That's it.
Written in chalk.
Huh.
I'm excited.
Is it nice
that
chalk?
Sounds pretty cool.
I just pick up the whole thing and take it back to our bedroom.
Oh, like
it's like a buffet table, right?
No.
Oh,
it's just like there.
There's just a little folding.
I was thinking Cardinal breakfast.
You take this sign and you bring it in. It's like I found breakfast. Yes. Here it is.
It's just a sign that has something written on it.
It's a little chalkboard.
Chance is like, what the crud?
I'm kind of wondering how he decided it was breakfast when I said it was in chalk.
Yeah, no, right?
It's like, what did they feed you at home?
I'm sorry, I had it in my mind that it was a continental breakfast.
I owe the monastery fed me better than chalk. Where have you been? I feel even worse for you, my dude.
My dude?
I was born in a zoo.
I just want to
pretend. Raised by the circus.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I wanted to use my strength to carry breakfast back home.
We're gonna put this back down. We're gonna give you a good pat on the back, and we're gonna go find real food. Because you deserve it, good buddy.
Okay, we eat food.
Go find the food. It's down the stairs, right?
Hold on. There's a sign outside a door, and the door says dining room.
Okay.
On it. It's very, very specific. It has to be.
So we open the door.
So you open the door and walk inside, and it's a yellow room, and there's a very large table, and sitting at the table right now the first thing you notice is the enormous ice troll sitting in a chair at the table. And she looks towards you as you walk in, and she says, "Ah, the new ones! It's such a pleasure to meet you."
It's a female ice troll.
It's a female ice troll.
Holy shit! Said, they do exist.
My name is Gaj. I'm so happy that you're here.
Okay.
How you feeling, Ima? What do you see?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see where the bacon is. I'm really hungry. Aww. I tell her I'm really hungry.
She's like, well, so am I. Zorka is in the kitchen right now. It will be ready soon. Pull up a chair. Come on. Pull up a chair.
I got to know real quick.
Slowly. It's like...
you pull up a chair and you sit down. And you happen to look to your left and you notice that you sat down beside someone you didn't notice at first. You couldn't really describe him if someone asked you. He's just average looking. A nondescript guy.
Dan. Is your name Dan?
No, Dan wasn't nondescript.
Oh, Danny boy.
It's John.
And Barney.
But he's dressed sort of in a jacket and some jeans, and he has black hair, or maybe it's brown. You never can remember once you look away from him. He has a coffin standing on the chair next to him.
How many? So there's Imo, this dude, and then his coffin.
Well, his coffin is next to him on the floor. It has straps where it looks like it can be carried on his back.
Wow. Nice!
Sounds like shoulder coffin kudo.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
He turns to you and says, "Greetings, newcomers."
How long you guys been here? What his voice cracks.
He says, "Oh, well, I come and go. It's nice to visit."
For the breakfast?
Certainly, the food's great.
Yay!
Where are we?
You're in Baba Yaga's house.
What?
Chicken? Feet? He just says that. Chicken feet? Question mark.
Gaj answers, "Yeah, the house has chicken feet. Walks around everywhere. You wouldn't believe the places it goes."
Do we have chicken too? Show them your chicken.
She's up there.
I'm chasing the chicken around. Chance is chasing the chicken.
I'd show you my dear friend chicken, but she's being exercising.
Yeah.
It's
like, oh, that's right. It's time for morning exercises.
Yeah. You hear faint, like, Benny music. Yeah.
I'll admit, I'd be, like, scared then again. I'm like, shoot. We're in the place we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
We
shouldn't be here.
I guess, I don't know if I can do, like, a,
spit take?
No, like a bluff check or something, but be like, I'm gonna go tell my friend that food is almost ready and try to go tell
Chance. Oh, but I have to go with you because I have the sheet, too.
I mean, I'm still in clothes and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah, y'all aren't naked, just...
Yeah, but we're sharing the sheet. I'm not sitting by myself.
And we're you're sharing warm, so you have to go together.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, okay, so then I, like, take the sheet, and I'm like, I gotta go get my friend, let them know food is almost ready. So, Imo, you can join me if you want.
Yeah. Intent. I need to check on our chicken.
Yeah. So, I guess I go back.
Do we politely bluff?
Do you need to do, like, a bluff check or anything?
So are you actually trying to lie to them, or are you actually going to go check on your friend?
We're actually going to check on our friend.
Okay. But we're trying to, like, be really nice.
Oh, yeah, like, really we don't want to be suspicious.
They're doing both. It's let's find Chance and Felicity and get the hell out of here.
Well, like, you, I would feel like you would be able to, like, escape artists, like, look for openings or
probably,
something.
Probably, but...
Yeah. So that's why I'm
Next
trying
real
to...
Next concern.
Well, that's why I'm like, we need to get you and be like, we're in the D
zone.
We're
in the chicken. We're in the chicken.
We're in the danger zone.
Felicity?
No, we're like, you know what, in Trading Places, we're like, it was the dude. That part,
it
we're like,
was the
in
dude.
The chicken.
It was the dude.
Okay. Well,
chickens are in the
y'all don't need to bluff or anything to be nice.
Okay.
And
I guess not to look suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you guys walk out like this,
they know exactly what's going on.
Well, I guess it's like that. Could I do a check to like not be suspicious stiff?
Sure.
You just dance out of there.
Do a bluff. Do a bluff.
Is there a bluff?
It's deception.
Deception okay. is what it's called now.
I'm going to intimidate them into believing I'm nice. No, I'm not deceiving.
15.
I'm the 5.
Okay, well.
I give it away.
IMO blew your cover.
Okay,
well, you get back to your room.
I'm trying to get Chance to be like, hey, listen.
And Chance says, I guess, maybe caught the chicken with a pillowcase or something.
Secured the chicken.
Quit playing with Felicity. We have important news to talk about.
Quit fooling around.
We know you love the chicken, but we have bigger business right now.
She has that way with men's hearts, but anyway.
Does she have a new outfit on by now somehow?
Huh?
Is she like fully dressed for the day now?
Being
Felicity?
Like
yeah. Yeah, it's like she was wearing her little sleeping cap, but now she's like got a day dress on and a little bonnet.
I suppose
somehow she dressed herself.
She is so set. Like Felicity's the actual brains of this operation. No, not Chance probably is. But
hilarious.
We are in the worst place we could ever be. Can you help us figure out how to get out?
Yeah, we need to crawl through your window right now.
What?
Well, there is a window in your room.
We are literally in Baba Yaga's house.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
There's like a friendly ice troll.
You remember? Yeah, you remember the ice troll that almost smashed our faces, like, yesterday?
Yeah, she's eating breakfast with us now.
Yeah.
Well, it's not her.
Well, we don't know that.
Did we drink last night?
We're racist. We are racist and we don't know.
Excuse me? Did we go drinking?
I wish.
Okay.
That was the happiest memory of my life and I want to go back.
Okay, well...
Also, there's some guy.
I'll be fine. You two are kind of screwed.
Can you help us, please? We're friends.
Ugh, damn it!
You're not gonna get paid. Out. You're not gonna get paid if you don't go back.
I'm gonna help, but good point. You said the F word. Damn it.
Always.
What F word?
Friends.
Oh, friends.
Just I'm loyal to my friends, not to any ideals, and everyone else can take a trip down to Styx for all I care. Anyway.
Okay.
Like, I'm a dick, but I am loyal. Apparently.
Loyal dick.
I'm a loyal dick.
Anyway.
That's called being married.
Nice. Like that.
Well, it's just like what she did when she's like, help, I'm being chased. That immediately is like, well, now I gotta help kind of thing.
Well, for you anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We're not friends yet.
No, but...
Anyway.
We're friends.
Okay.
Help us out.
So, window. Assuming it's not charmed or anything, you, here, okay, I'll pick it, and then you lower us both down, and you'll just have to jump.
Tell you what.
What the bed sheets?
We can't do any detecting.
While y'all are discussing,
mm-hmm.
There's another tap-tap at the door, and a head pokes in.
just yells.
And, what you
see... Everybody screams, ah!
What you see is...
A head.
Bright blue skin.
Mm-hmm.
Stretched over a featureless face with a single gem-like eye in the middle of the head.
Steal it!
Yeah, I know. I'm going, oh, hey.
He says, I'm sorry to intrude, but I just have a couple of things to tell you before the day gets started. He steps inside,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very tall... Strange-looking humanoid figure.
Oh, God.
Blue-skinned.
Slender Man's cousin.
He's wearing a very fine suit.
See?
Well, burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
It matches your gym!
And The cut of the suit is really weird. Mm-hmm. You can't tell whether or not you're looking at the front or the back. But anyway, he says, "My name is Zorka, and I am the butler here."
Oh.
"And you are welcome here as our guests. You're free to go anywhere you like, and there are no rules governing your behavior."
Am I free to go outside?
Yeah, out this window.
"You're free to do whatever you like."
Sweet! Peace!
You should ask if you're free to steal his gem.
Yeah. "Can I take your gem?"
"It's not a gem, it's an eye."
"Can I take your eye?"
"You've already captured his attention."
"Yeah."
"You'd find no one who would buy it."
Damn it. Alright, never mind.
He's getting you good, dog.
Yeah, he knows.
Or maybe I should say,
there's no market for it.
The purchasing price would be more than you could bear to own.
Ooh. I don't know. I can bear quite a lot.
She's bearing our company. Exactly. Oh, he's bearing our company right now.
I'm born these two.
Mama.
"Do I lift? I've been carrying this team."
It's completely out of your character, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
But I love it.
It's good. He says, "Anyway, that's all I needed to tell you."
Mm-hmm.
"Breakfast is served."
Mm-hmm.
"And if you'd like to eat, by all means, show up." I do not generally serve outside of normal hours.
Mm-hmm. What time is it?
What time is it?
It's about 7 a.m.
Oh, wow. That's still early.
I need to go back to sleep.
Yeah, why am I up?
No, that's about... I guess we're mercenaries, though. I mean, we wake up at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, we're in the army.
Yeah, we're in the army. Drills. We're up 5 a.m. Yeah. You'd be like,
At least we're not out in the cold. Alright, let's go.
At the same time, I want to go, we are guests. So doesn't that mean we're not going to get hurt? I don't know if they have a system of honor.
Well, they haven't been hostile yet. Surprising, but not hostile.
Ow!
And I'm hungry as shit, so.
Can we do like a knowledge check? Like, how much do we. What have they told us about Baba Yaga? Except just.
That she's scary as fuck.
Nobody really knows a whole lot about her.
It's
nobody
all,
alive
it's
has ever met
her.
All
myth and legend and propaganda.
So we don't even know how bad she might be. Which is weird to say.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a chance.
Well,
what kind of books are in the bookshelf?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah, it's book around.
What kind of books are you looking for?
Valuable ones.
Like what's there, I guess. Like if we were skimming the titles.
Okay.
Yeah. What would be like a theme to the books?
Mm-hmm.
No
theme. It's all Dostoevsky.
Oh man.
No.
Where's the Hank the cow dog?
We need our AR points, dang it.
Exactly.
How are we gonna pass?
Damn it.
Are we gonna pass Black Raven School reading selection if we can't get enough AR points?
This is the worst part of being in the army.
So you see a couple books on history. One catches your eye because it's history of a place you've never heard of. And you can't quite pronounce the title. There's a couple biographies.
Can I pull out the book from the place I don't know about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you read it?
Yeah, what's it about? Where's this place? Like, what does it look like?
You open it up, and it's a fantastic place. It's just crazier and wilder than anything you've ever imagined. And,
we all tripping?
Yeah, you turn away from the book to tell Temperance and Chance about it, and you can't remember a damn thing you looked at.
I just open it and stuff it in their faces. Look at this!
Once again.
As soon as we look away.
It's a rapturous experience into the best vacation ad ever.
Oh my god.
And you just can't remember it once you look away from the book.
Damn it!
I take the book with me.
Okay.
Might borrow that.
Like how Jude was like, yes, good idea.
I'm so show the guy that I don't really remember this book about the place I don't really remember.
Can you tell me what this tells you about? Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's head to breakfast. Why not?
Okay.
I'm hungry as shit now.
So no other
That
cool
chase
books?
Really worked up an appetite.
Let's see.
Can we check the windows just how... I guess it doesn't matter.
just sounds...
You can if you like.
Okay, can we lift them or...